Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
This presence is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Peace is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. These are eternal qualities, not merely the absence of conflict. These are eternal qualities that are real, but they need instrumentalities through which to express truth.
From Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California, a visionary, author, one of the teachers of The Secret.
Everything is energy. Energy is never destroyed, never created, and it becomes exactly what you put your attention on. And there's enough for everyone.
Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith are coming to Atlanta's Hillside International Truth Center with Living from the Overflow, How to Embody a Consciousness of Wealth, Saturday, September 7th.
So we are not here to beg God to come down and give us a miracle. You are the miracle. You're the miracle already. And the present is waiting for you to up-level your filaments, your wattage, so that that which is potential, that is everywhere, can have access so that you can express it.
This soul-filled, thought-provoking workshop will teach you ways to cultivate a spiritual understanding of authentic wealth, how to activate the law of abundance in all areas of your life, how to set your intention and focus your attention, your ticket to transformation. Michael Bernard Beckwith at Hillside, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are only $42, representing Hillside's 42nd anniversary. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org.
God of my spirit supreme.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Love never fails. It is the things you do and never really the things you say. I want to know love with or without you. Inhale peace. Exhale joy.
Up. Morgan, I wanted to give you a funky groove tonight because according to faith, things are going to get better. So I've got some treats. I'm asking you to come with me to the sacred playground. We have playgrounds at Life Conversations Radio Network, and where you are, exactly where you are, is a beautiful place for you to be. Your life is your ministry. So even if you have to ask the question of somebody, are we on the same page? You can start by making sure you're on the same page with you, which is what our gift is going to be tonight. We're going to have a really special guest. Life Coach today is going to be joining me. We're going to have a sacred conversation, and the tables are turned. And I'm not afraid to use my power of enjoying that. Okay, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. It's great to be able to ask him questions after being on the other end for so long. But before I get into picking on him, let me let you know where you can find Yazra. You can find her on Facebook, but she has a really beautiful way of spelling her name, and I want to make sure that you connect with her music. So let's do that. How are you guys doing tonight? Now, I saw David in the chat room, and Glenda, Living in Light, Living in White, is in there as well. All of you on the phone line, in the chat room, guests, disguise the silent listeners, so great to see you as well, and you beautiful people in the archive, thank you for coming back and getting a, what we call it, you know, leftovers are better the next day, they say, so I'm hoping that when you go back, that the leftovers and the seasonings are just right. So, Yazra, Miss Purple St. James, Y-A-H-Z-R-A, Apostle St. James, and you can find her on Facebook. Yeah, sometimes it's our challenges and our pain that lead us into the light. And I want to celebrate that discovery of learning how to embrace the fullness of my life and my journey by bringing on the Mad Hatter, Batman, the metaphysical rebel, the spiritual doctor, Ademola Anifowoshe, will definitely be joining me right after I give you some updates about Life Conversations Radio Network and the wonderful shows that we have here. So I'm doing all right. I'm breathing and taking it one step at a time. I always enjoy coming back to you. I feel like somebody psychically asked me that question. Celeste, how are you? I'm here, y'all. I'm here and learning and growing and evolving with each second that passes, or, you know, time doesn't really exist. I'm working on believing that, because when it goes so fast, I can feel it. But anyway, regardless of what time is doing or what I'm doing, I am getting into a deeper relationship with me. So that's how I'm doing for anybody who psychically, telepathically asked me that question. Thanks for that. So, let me tell you about these shows. I don't know what that was, but okay, I receive, I do. If you guys are interested in joining this conversation live, you can call 347-426-3346. We have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. You can join Ambassa Safera for the play experience on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Play. Take a trip on the playground and getting in touch with deeply loving yourself. Then we also have Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. That'll be coming up next week. I wonder what they're going to be talking about. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Then you have me, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and a space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards, which I'm very excited about. Shinju, Earthland, Marceline, Manuel, the creator of the black angel cards, will be joining Life Coach Today tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Do not want to miss this conversation. But yes, I have been using her cards since 1990, and I'm very excited. I feel like it's Christmas. So I weave stories with all my tools, using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies might even come up to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life. So to stay up on everything that's going on, feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. And if you'd like to post questions, you can do so on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page on Facebook. And if you haven't done it already, like my page, please. I put up affirmations, numerology, quick celestial moments, and whatever's moving me. So I'd like to share that with you. So I'm getting ready to bring Life Coach Today in here. I'm really excited about that he said yes to this show tonight, because it's part two of Your Life is your Life, Your Ministry. And I had no idea last week when I did this show that we would get such an amazing confirmation of what that means. And you'd have to not be watching the news or be under a rock not to know about Antoinette Tuff, the amazing bookkeeper out of Georgia, who through compassion and through grace, and yes, her life story, actually was an earth angel who helped to she stopped people from being hurt by her story. She was able to talk to someone who was going through some mental health challenges, who woke up thinking that he was going to die that day. And Antoinette had healing words for him. And how does she do that? Well, I want to explore that with you, because a lot of the things that I've been listening to and hearing her say are not that different from what my buddy, my friend, Life Coach Today, says faithfully. Now, I saved his show for last. I definitely want you to know where you can find him. I always start off by thanking him for helping me to produce this show and for handling the technical parts. He's a super tasker, so he's going to be okay tonight. And his show is the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I hang out there as well, and I break down the energy of today around 1. He offers soul food for your consciousness. There's no other way for me to say that. And tonight, we are going to explore that your life, your ministry. You know, because how you live your life reveals so much about you. And if there are times that you don't know where you're going or what you're doing, there are tools to help you find a clue. It's time to get a better understanding about you and to find out if you would be ready if life showed up. So Life Coach Today is going to be joining me to explore love in action and provide practical tools to embrace the fullness of your life. So let me tell you a little bit more about him before I bring him on. It's going to be all gushing by the time I'm through. But it's true. A lot of people have a medical cabinet where they keep their medicines and their pills and their aspirins and whatever else. For me, my medicine cabinet is actually the archives of Life Conversations Radio Network. Because whenever I need a push to remember my own divinity, or to remember that trust means I can handle it no matter what, or pain is pay attention inward now, I go right back into the archives and get a spiritual pick-me-up from Life Coach Today. And for over 15 years, he has served as a transformational agent, a life coach, a workshop facilitator, and a radio host, assisting others in recognizing their potential and rediscovering themselves. His theme is building harmonious relationships, and he inspires people to see who they really are, enhancing their realization that there is more of themselves they have yet to experience in this ever-evolving life. As a coach, Ade has a knack for asking the right questions that lead to a shift in consciousness within his clients. Shift occurs because Ade's compassion and ability to listen deeply create the space for clients to tune into the answers that are within them. With ease and grace, he uses humor to make his client feel safe in his presence, always seeing and speaking the best in his clients. Ade is always inspiring, encouraging, and supportive. So without further ado, and there's so much more that I could say, I'd like to welcome my friend, Life Coach Day. Are you there, Life Coach Day?
I am right here.
Have I embarrassed you?
Well, actually, no. It's interesting, you said, to actually hear the introduction and getting ready to come on the show. It's different. You know, I'm usually the one doing it. So I like it. But it just feels different, you know. It's like wearing new shoes. I think I like it. You walk around, look in the mirror, like, yeah, I think I like it. It feels good. I like the color. I like the pride. So anyway.
You're so funny. Well, I'm so grateful, and I see some of your friends have joined us. My friends as well. Six Notes, welcome. Sis Eve at Tree of Enchantment. Ooh, what a story.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Off of that. That's amazing. Okay, now, Eve, I got some words for you, honey. All right, so Life Coach Today, the question that you get to ask everybody, I'm going to ask you with a twist.
Okay.
I want to know who you are, but I also want to know, what did you want to be when you were a little boy?
You want to know who I am? That makes two of us. Because I keep trying to figure that out.
Who is you?
I ease the child of God. Who am I? Well, in this moment, I would simply say I am a stand for honoring my value, honoring my worth, honoring my existence, and doing the same for others, standing for people's value, people's worth, and our existence, because it makes a difference. You say, what did I want to be when I was a little child? I don't know, but I don't remember. But I do know, I mean, when I think of a little child, I'm thinking, you know, I guess under 5, under 6, under 7, I don't know. But there was a time where I remember I used to say I wanted to help people. That was what I wanted to do. I wanted to help people. And, of course, the love and support of my parents, they said, be a doctor. Actually, they gave me an option of being a doctor or a lawyer. A lawyer because I ask a lot of questions. And a doctor because it's just a good African thing to do. You know, most African parents want their kids to grow up and be a doctor. But I'm a different kind of a doctor, and I still ask questions. There's just so much. There's so much in life. And there's so much to learn, and I find that I'm always asking questions, because in the questions, well, I learn more about myself, and it's really about the kind of questions we're asking too, you know, questions that take me to, you know, that takes me deeper. To give you a good example, earlier, I'd called you telling you that I'm a Starbucks, and they had music playing. And it was kind of loud. You know, we're trying to figure it out. And I joked. I said, well, maybe I can ask them to turn it down. Now, the old belief system was like, how are you going to go Starbucks and ask somebody to turn music down? That's a bit. Come on now. So just as the show started, I questioned myself, well, why can I ask? I got up. I was trying to get one of the staff's attention. He's closer to me. I said, excuse me, twice, he didn't hear me. I kind of thought, well, maybe he ain't the one. So I went to the other guy behind the counter and asked him, I said, I know, I'll probably be one of those customers you talk about at the end of the night, but do you mind turning the music down a bit? He said, oh, no, I don't mind. I don't like the music anyway. So it was a great lesson for me because I didn't want to ask because I made up the story, but when I was able to ask myself, why not? I mean, what are they going to say, kick me out or say no or yes? But I was able to ask myself and realize, because he was a little bit loud, and I thought it would be a challenge, but I did ask, and he eventually turned it down. I think it took a while for him to figure out how to do it. Now, he didn't turn it down, he turned it off. So, questions. I like asking questions. I don't even know how I got on that topic. But about being a lawyer. You saw it?
I said, no, that's a powerful example. We're going to continue with that. But did you have more you have to say? I interrupted you in my excitement.
No, you didn't. It's your show. It's your thing.
Do what I want to do.
That's right. Don't get me started.
Oh, you're funny. You know, it reminds me of, you know, I always hang out in the archives, and it reminds me of one of the things that you said on one of your shows. You're going to be like, did I say that? one of the things that I enjoy about you is how you step into reframing and how you talk about we need to really question and challenge the stories that we're creating, particularly if they're keeping us from daring to be authentic, which is one of the shows from 2010, people. Powerful show. And you were talking about, you know, people limiting themselves. And I want you to explore that a little bit more. One of the things that you said that cracked me up, I could still remember it, was that, you know, we all have this gift and this talent, but we may stop ourselves by asking, well, who's going to pay me to have birthday parties for dogs? Because that's not your business. So, like, that's what you say. Who, you know, when we get caught up in creating the story that actually limits us, we stop daring to be authentic. I wonder what comes up for you when I tell you you actually said that. Who's going to pay me to have birthday parties for dogs?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I don't remember the show, and if you hadn't told me, but yeah, it's the things we make up stories. We make up stories based on what has happened, and we hold on to those stories as if they are the gospel truth, while at the same time we say we believe in God. And God is so much more than the past. You know, I'm actually getting to a point now where I want to start using something about that word God can be limiting sometimes. And so I encourage people to substitute God, Source, Divine Intelligence, Jesus, Buddha, whatever name you call it, whatever name. But we substitute this power, this presence that we are in, not just it being in us. And we catch an idea. And based on the stories of the past, we start now. We take a brand new idea and use old stories to measure it. I mean, I know somebody who does just that. Does parties for dogs. Get them dressed up and have all kinds of, yes, and do different kind of things. Now, personally, I think. Really? Yeah, like you. I think I can go somewhere else, like, but if that's the great thing about it is we can go to another country and they say, you're foolish to even think about that. But people, the way people treat their pets in this country, it only makes sense. But we tend to, we fit God into a box while we're praying for our life to be changed. And it's just so important to question the stories, to ask ourselves, is it true? Is it really true? Because really, we are the only one that holds ourselves back. I mean, the simple example about asking someone to turn the music, that there was a time I would never done that. Because I went, oh, well, you know, that would be rude. I only bought some coffee. I only bought some smoothies. And, you know, I just go, it's like, it's unnecessary. All I had to do was get up and ask him, do you mind turning it down? He said, no problem. I don't even like the song. He turned the whole thing off. And he did say, he said, I'm just going to turn it off. But the thing is, we don't give ourselves an opportunity to experience a miracle. Because God can only do for us what God can do through us. So if we want to experience more, if we want to be different, then we must do something different. We must be different. And if you catch an idea, say yes and walk in the right direction. So, and then, you know, our life just plays itself out. Ministry can scare some people sometimes, the word. I know I used to trip about it. I used to trip about things that had to do with Christianity because I didn't want people to think I'm in a box and I didn't want him to put me in a box. But then I had to free myself and realize, and you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. I have no control over that. The truth is our life is our ministry. Our life is a gift to us to minister, to take care of ourselves, to heal ourselves. And especially the challenging experiences are there for us so that we can see ourselves that we are so much more.
Mm. Well, Life Coach Dave, see, that's why I wanted you here, because you can break it down and give us examples, and even your old shows speak to that, and your current shows right now, like your theme for this month is living your soul's intention. When we come back from break, I want you to tell us, how did that get birthed through you, and have you been seeing some things in your life that has... been showing up with your soul's intention?
No, I'm too evolved for stuff like that. I'm way above all the stuff I talk about. It's just you guys. I'm trying to save y'all.
No, you didn't. Are you serious?
No, you well, we'll find out when we come back, right?
Yes, when we come
people
back.
People start leaving. Okay, go ahead.
No, they're not. We're going to have more from Life Coach today. After these commercial breaks, so don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
We'd like you to mark for more information to receive a sponsorship package. Send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
This presence is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Peace is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. These are eternal qualities, not merely the absence of conflict. These are eternal qualities that are real, but they need instrumentality through which to express truth.
From Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California, a visionary, author, one of the teachers of The Secret.
Everything is energy. Energy is never destroyed, never created, and it becomes exactly what you put your attention on. And there's enough for everyone.
Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith are coming to Atlanta's Hillside International Truth Center with Living from the Overflow, How to Embody a Consciousness of Wealth, Saturday, September 7th.
So we are not here to beg God to come down and give us a miracle. You are the miracle. You're the miracle already. And the present is waiting for you to up-level your filaments, your wattage, so that that which is potential, that is everywhere, can have access so that you can express it.
This soul-filled, thought-provoking workshop will teach you ways to cultivate a spiritual understanding of authentic wealth, how to activate the law of abundance in all areas of your life, how to set your intention and focus your attention, your ticket to transformation. Michael Bernard Beckwith at Hillside, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are only $42, representing Hillside's 42nd anniversary. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org.
God of my spirit, supreme.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Ade has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Ade has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Ade, you will be the change you want to see. He'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Ade at ask@lifecoachade.com. That's ask@lifecoachade.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. my very special guest in the house is life coach today. And we're getting a little bit deeper into what it means that your life is your ministry. And he has a really powerful theme this month for Ask Life Coach Today radio show, which is living your soul's intention. And Life Coach Today, I'm really curious about how that came to be. How did you download that message? And how is it working for you? How's it working for you?
How's it working for you, right? I don't really know how I downloaded the message, but what I do know is my shows. I mean, I'm constantly in conversation with Spirit. I'm always asking questions and, you know, and I really don't even remember, but usually I would hear it. If a song that I'm playing in the show, I would literally hear what it is. And, you know, when it's like, now we don't have a theme for September yet, but when I get in that space and start listening, it would just come. It would just come for me. So that's the process. I can't teach anybody how to do it. You just got to learn to listen. If I were to teach you, you just get still and listen. So that's that part.
There we go. I knew meditation was going to come up. I mean, I think in order to download and to be able to bounce around in a spiritual, you know, I don't like to think of life as violent, but sometimes it does feel like a boxing ring to me. And it seems to me that one of your tools for training is your daily meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you know, because I know how important it is. I've got a very active mind, and my physical mind will try and figure out stuff and do this and do that and do this and why it shouldn't be this way. And I know that just ain't the way to do it. I mean, the physical mind has to come on the back end. But I've been doing meditation now for a long time, and I know the benefits. I experience the benefits of taking time to cultivate the art of listening, if you will. And and the work that I do, working with people, I don't take it for granted. I mean, that's such a big deal. I mean, people tell me stuff they never told anybody. That's humbling. So I don't mess with things like that. You know, I don't take it lightly. And so for me, because I remember my reason for being, I have to make sure that I do my own spiritual work so that I am available for those who need my services. Or else I just need to give it up. So I meditate out of a responsibility to myself, out of the desire, the intention to cultivate a deeper relationship with Spirit and to be of service, and that I am efficient, effective, and clear when I'm working with people. So, yeah, meditation, it's helped me in so many ways. You asked earlier, how is it working for you, living your soul's intention? I mean, I just find that I'm just falling deeper and deeper and deeper into myself. This last month, I've been learning a lot of different things. I'm part of a mentoring group with Reverend Deborah Johnson. I do a personal meditation session, which is, includes Reiki and other things, but really me doing my part, because I really do understand. I'm clear that each and every one of us are here for a reason. You talked about Antoinette Tuff, and people were talking about, would we be able to do the same thing she did? Well, maybe. But what I do know to be true is we all have an opportunity to do exactly what she did at work with our neighbors. We don't have to have a gun to our heads to be compassionate, to be understanding, to be empathetic. We can do that at Starbucks. We can do it at a restaurant. We can do it at a club. We can do it in a library. But I also do understand that Antoinette and Michael Hill's soul made an agreement to meet. It's a soul agreement, and nothing would have changed that. Now, what she did, Antoinette Tuff did, for those who don't know, you can Google it, or maybe, I don't know if you talked about it, Celeste, But this is a lady who talked down, if you will, a man who burst into a school and with AK-40, what is it? I don't know about guns. AK-something. AK-45 and more. And different. He came in there and wanted to shoot people, but she was able to relate to him on a human level and empathize, told him she loves him, and talked to him as a human being rather than judge him, rather than criticize him. What, you know, rather than, I don't have time for this foolishness. And the beauty of it was, for me, she was able to reach the guy, Michael, because she took everything that happened in her life and brought it to the table. Because she was able to recognize this man is in pain, is hurting, because she knew what she went through. So for me, I make a commitment that everything that I'm going through is here to serve me, to help me be more. So rather than judge and criticize it, I can honor it. I can look at it. I can dissect it. I can look for the message in it. So for me, I'm on a soul mission. And I'm so committed to that now that for me, I'm living in a magic. I am ready and I am living a life that my life doesn't have to make sense to me anymore. I'm cool with my life not making sense to me anymore. I want to live in a magic where I know, where I'm living the truth, you know, where the whole world could be turned upside down, but inside there's a sense of peace and harmony within. And the truth is, when that's within, I create it outside of me. So, yeah, it's really working for me. I surrender to my soul. I'm surrendering every day. I surrender when I have a thought to ask somebody to turn down the music and the story's blown. You don't want to do that. Why would you want to do that? Like, why not? Because I want to do that because when we're having a conversation, even though it's getting noisy now, but I want to make sure that this conversation, the music doesn't take away from what we're doing. And we all have a responsibility to do whatever we need to do to be at our best. And what you can't control, let it be.
Yes. You know, Life Coach, today, one of the reasons, wow, you really touched me with that. And I know the people in the chat room, I want to thank you guys for your conversation. Glenda said we must have a different belief about what can be possible. And Six Notes said we tend to make decisions based on what we fear may happen and instead of what we want to create in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. See, even the people who hang out here are as smart as you. Which you say anyway, right? Like, of course. You know, it's a soul agreement for us all to be here. Okay, now, I need to take you back in time because Eve at the Tree of Enchantment reminded me of something else that you taught me. I'm thinking it was September 13, 2010. And family, for those of you who are been listening to Life Coach today, I really want you to think back to maybe the first show you ever heard him. You know, what pulled you in? But for me, it was the Dark and the Light show. And the next show was Spiritual Trust. And from you, I learned that trust means I can handle it no matter what. But here's the thing about the tree that really moved me, that as time is going so fast today. Anyway, here's the thing that moved me, that has stayed with me all these years, is when you talked about the tree of good and evil as it's traditionally spoken about, and you were like, nah, it's the tree of life. Don't judge it as good or evil. All of it is here for you. And I'm wondering, at what point in your life were you able to learn how to embrace your challenges, embrace the good times, and to be able to share that message with other people, to not deem it good or evil, but eat from the tree of life? And I'm going to borrow Eve's tree of enchantment.
I'm unique in the sense that I love to learn, and I don't always learn one thing at a time. You know, some people might learn a certain kind of yoga or a certain kind of modality. I end up learning yoga and reading, learning about quantum physics and learning about communicating with spirit guides. I do it side by side because I don't know why I do it. I just do it. So I don't know when the shift happened for me, but for me, really, your title for the show, your life, your ministry, my life is my ministry. So sometimes I got to tell myself, dude, relax, you got to play a little. I'm always learning about how I can be better. I'm learning about my own self. I'm learning about, you know, I'm looking at areas of my life where I'm holding judgment of myself. I'm looking at areas of my life where I'm not accepting myself. And as I continue to do that work, I can extend it to others. Now, for me, a few days ago, I was thinking, you know, one of the things that's unique about me is the gift of acceptance, is being able to be with people no matter what they're going through, no matter what they did or didn't do. Just hold them in that space. And it came to me, it's like the reason I have become a master doing that is because that's what I wanted when I was younger. I didn't feel like I was accepted for who I was. I felt judged. I felt out of place. There's so many reasons. But it's not even about blame. It's just that was my story. So because I knew what I would have liked to be accepted, to be allowed to express myself, to be allowed to express the crazy thoughts I had when I was younger, rather than being told, you don't think before you speak, because I was looked at as a child who shouldn't have said something that big, if you will, because for those who don't know, I grew up in Nigeria, and there's a certain way you speak to an adult. You know, in England, over here in the Western world, you know, young people talk to adults without saying Mr. this, or just talk to them like they're talking to their friends. In Nigeria, no, there's a certain way. There's some things you just don't say. And there's some people who can understand that, too. I mean, I know back in the day, in the African-American community, you know, it's like, some things, you know, the whole thing about children that should be seen but not heard. But yeah, I think it was a little bit more deeper as well in Nigeria, for me anyway, based on my experience. But it's like I didn't feel like who I was really supported or accepted. So I felt like I had to make my own way. So now, for me, when I realized this, really through my process, my growth experience, I realized there's really, you know, we've heard it, nothing is good or bad. Thinking makes it so. So the tree of good and evil, it's okay to do if you want to do it, but you're going to get yourself trapped. But because there's other statement where they say the same thing that make us laugh, make us cry. Because everything, it's all about having a different perspective, different point of view. And if we could start to look at life and maybe let go of morals a little bit. Some people who are holding on to morals as a GPS, a guidepost to being happy, you would say, what are you talking about? But sometimes it's important to just let go. What is right or wrong? Because here's the question to you. If you say, well, we must be able to judge what's right or wrong, here's a question. Well, how do you know what you say is wrong is wrong? Who told you that? Mm-hmm. And how do you know it's true? Are you just duplicating? Are you franchising somebody else's belief system? It is so important for us to question what we believe. Part of my deconstructing has been, what does it mean to be a man? How do I know what it means to be a man? Who told me? What if everything I learned about myself, everything I thought about myself, everything that I was told or that I remember being told about myself, what if it was a lie? Where does that leave me? So, you know, it's my process. What comes out if I'm doing a radio show, a workshop, post something on Facebook, on Twitter, or whatever, it comes from my own inner struggles, from my own spiritual practices, from my own questioning, and I'm clear, and I just understand that life has so much to teach me, and it's my responsibility to let go of any bullshit that's getting in the way. life wants to bless me, life wants to give to me, and it's my responsibility to move out the way, to move any thoughts or beliefs that are not serving me anymore. I think, as you said in the chat room, Six Note, when she said, we tend to make decisions based on what we fear may happen instead of what we want to create in our lives. I'm spending more time now focused on what I want to create. And when I am triggered, when I am challenged, I have now allowed the things that scare me, that challenges me, that pisses me off, I allow them to point me towards God. It doesn't matter what it is now. If I'm having financial challenge, I allow that to point me towards God. Okay, what needs to be seen here? What is the deeper, what's going on a deeper level? If it's something, maybe I'm trying to meet with somebody for a meeting, it's not quite working out, rather than get mad and say, this is why I don't do blah, blah, blah. Just, okay, what was to be seen here? So I use my challenges now to point me towards goodness, towards godness, towards the truth. And it works for me. And my work becomes an expression of that. That's it.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. And you also confirm somebody else's situation. Glenda said she had the same thing happen with her and feeling silenced as well. So when you share from your deep place today, you help heal, reveal, and mirror for other people that, you know, that may be your experience. But I also know that Glenda is an author and getting her words out there when she comes and joins you on the show with her personal thoughts and feelings about how she's seeing the world. We are silent no more. So I wasn't sure if you were able to see that, but I thought that was
powerful. And you know, one of the things I say is the best gift we can give to one another is the gift of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
The gift of authenticity, to tell the truth and live the truth. If we can do that, tell the truth and live the truth. What's the truth? What truth are you telling? The truth about where you are. If you're in pain, tell the truth. If you're struggling, tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's your personal truth. But now you still get to live the spiritual truth, capital T truth. Tell the truth, your personal truth, the challenges, how you made it. That's how Antoinette Tuff was able to reach that young man. Because
yes,
the truth of life was, after 33 years, I was divorced. And this man, she said, with her husband that she divorced from, they've been with him since 13. They've been together since 13 years old. I'm thinking, well, how'd that happen? They must have known each other. Because that's the only man I've been with since I was 13. I was like, oh, my God. Boy. But and then have to live life differently, have a child that's disabled and wanted to commit suicide. Her life, the mess in her life became a message for this other young man. And the whole world, particularly in America anyway, is catching the message. She's now the messenger for truth. People are saying, I want to meet your pastor. Well, yeah, you can meet the pastor, but you may not set the intention to pay attention. And
yeah,
Antoinette Tuff, she wanted to understand what's life about. How do I navigate? You talk about life being so violent sometimes. How do I navigate this thing called life? She was a great student, so she was ready. She went to the spiritual gym. So when she stepped out in the world, she was ready to handle it. So it's like we must challenge our own belief system. And if what you believe is causing you pain, trapped, stuck, you might want to choose a different belief or even find another God.
Did he go there? Yes, he did. And there's something else. Oh, my goodness. Eve, you have no idea how prophetic you are, or maybe you know about your gifts. Anybody who's ever even a chance to treat knows already. When we were talking about this, you know, and I remember we were having a conversation about, you know, feeling peaceful and understanding that things are perfect right now. Life is perfect right now. And we suffer when we're dealing with, okay, there's this one more thing. I just got to have this one more thing and then I'll be okay. And then in a chat room, here is this conversation. So I just love it when spirit shows up and confirms. But being in the now, this is Eve, it's Tree of Enchantment. being in the now, really being there, there are no problems. It is perfect. It is a miracle, the silence between thoughts.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I hear it. And you can't be authentic. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, if we keep waiting for a day for things to be perfect, you will always keep waiting because the consciousness is waiting will be there when you get there, still waiting. And if we can't see perfection now, perfection is a state of mind, a state of consciousness. If you can't see, even with all the challenges that you're going through, that there is perfection in this moment, then when you get to that next moment, there'll be just one more thing that's missing, just one more thing. So for me, I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing heaven right now,
uh-huh.
The consciousness of ever-expanding good, that right now is the best time of my life. I don't care what I'm going through. And then
wow. The
next moment becomes the best time of my life. And no matter what's going on, it is the best time of my life.
Well, Life Coach today, I just want to thank you for sharing and for dancing with me tonight. I do appreciate everything that I have learned with you and through you and the beautiful listening audience as well on a Life Conversations Radio Network. I know I'm not the same person because I hang out with this show. So I want to thank you for everything that you bring and looking forward to checking you out on Monday with Sinju, Earthlyn, Marcel, and Manuel. Family, make sure you join him there as well from 12 to 2 p.m. Life Coach today, is there anything else where people can find you?
Well, they know where to find me, lifeconversationsmedia.com. You know, but really, what's more on my heart to say is to thank everybody that's listening because we make a difference. We need each other. And, you know, just let's be there for one another. And be there for your family members. Be there for your friends. Be there for who you need to be. Be there for you. But I thank you for being part of this conversation. And thank you for inviting me to this.
My pleasure. All right, family. We are going to bid Life Coach today a fond farewell. We'll see him again tomorrow. Thank you for being with me. We're going to wrap up. Not wrap up. We're going to release with William McDowell. I give myself away. Give yourself away. Your life is your ministry. I love you. Take care of you.
Peace and blessings.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if the generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.